Planning Commission to order. Roll call, Jim Patrick here. Bill Brannigan?
Here.
Lee Hardy?
Here.
Bob Berman?
Here.
Jim Hanselman?
Here.
Gary East?
Here.
Braulio Escobar?
Here.
All right, I'm going to skip reading any of that stuff. First up is approval of Planning Commission regular session meeting minutes of February 14th, 2022.
This is Bob. Having read the draft regular session minutes of February 14th, 2022 and submitted a couple of typo corrections, I move that we approve the minutes as written and corrected.
My God. The hair coming off this.
I'll have a second.
I'll second.
Yeah, Radio seconds. All right. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All aye. Opposed? Aye. No. I'm going to change what that is because I can't tell A's from nays. Citizen comment. Anybody wishing to address the planning commission about anything not on the meeting tonight? Dinner tonight? Okay. Action items. File number 1-NB-22. Final order and findings of fact from design review. Modifications to the Whaler at Nye Beach Hotel. Need a motion to approve the final order.
Yeah, I'll do that. Why not? I move we approve the final order on file 1-NB-22.
Second?
I'll second it.
I'll second.
Okay. Got a second? All those in any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? No. Motion carries. We did have a public hearing that got withdrawn. And which
correct.
Was that?
That was an extension of the Fifth Street Lofts subdivision approval that you granted in 2018 to the McEntees. That's the four townhouses under construction there at Fifth and Moore. She and her husband posted a cash deposit, financial security, 150% of the outstanding cost of the public improvements that are still needed, which then allowed for that final plat to be recorded. So there was no need to ask for a further extension. They'd already received a staff level extension, but that had been exhausted.
Okay. And as an aside, do we have to do any updating with the way things have been going lately? It looks like construction projects are getting drug out forever because of supplies and this and that and everything else. So
I can certainly, you know, I could roll that into the housekeeping work and bring something forward for if you want to take a look at these timelines and see if you want to tweak them a bit.
We might need to add another, we normally it's 2 years for a building permit, but we may need to tack on an additional 6 months or so just because it's taking that long for people to do stuff right now. It's like, it's amazing.
I think it's a good point. And frankly, you know, we don't change the land use codes and the pace of development is not such that granting a little bit additional time is going to be problematic. You know, in most cases, I mean, every time I've had an extension request, it's, oh yeah, everything's still the same. No problem. You know, that tends to be what it is when you're dealing, you know, with less than, frankly, 5 years.
Okay. All right. New business, an update on the city's COVID policies?
Yeah. At its last meeting, the city council elected to return to kind of a hybrid meeting beginning in April. And so, you know, it's going to be set up where, you know, all the committees are going to need to do the same. The default is going back to basically in-person meetings, but if you need to or want to participate via video conference, we'll have the equipment adjusted such that we can have people up on the big screen, you know, through Zoom, and they can see the full council chambers and everybody in there along with you know, the public, so on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. It's coming because we have to think about it for anything we're noticing. So we'll be, since we have to do all of our notices, public notices, you know, well in advance of a meeting. And so we'll be making the adjustments there. So.
Question, Derek.
Coming. Yep.
Derek, the attachment here, that's the existing policy. That's not the
correct.
Proposed policy.
No, it's not. It's an existing policy. A proposed one, the council asked that city administration put it together. As soon as I have it, I'll forward it on to you guys.
Okay, because there's a lot of problems with this one. But
yeah, that was
going
away.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, keep us up to date on that one. 6B is March 7th, ACA HPS project kickoff.
Yeah, the we want to get that housing capacity analysis going. Eco Northwest staff has some time to come out here on March 7th. That works well for the council. One of the things I was hoping that they could do when they come out here is to meet with just some individuals in the community to just hear from them about things they need to be thinking about as we get this housing study started. I was wondering if any of you would be available. The council would want to do theirs around the time they do their work session, which is 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock, that time frame. Actually, 4 to 6. Lee, you're tied up at work, right?
Yeah, and I've got a conflict after 5, another meeting that night, so I'm tied up through the evening.
What is the purpose of the tour, Derek?
Purpose of the tour for the consultants, just so that they can, we'll be taking them around so that they get familiar with Newport and have an understanding and sense of the type of housing that's in this community, the, you know, condition of the housing, where it's located geographically relative to services, all that kind of thing.
And you're looking to know whether you should try and make that into a joint work session on the 7th?
Yeah. Yeah.
If there's enough
of
us that are interested.
Exactly.
I'd participate.
So. I got one. Jim,
I can do it.
Two. Bill?
I can do it, but I've got something else I have to do at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Jim Hanselman?
Yeah, I think I'd be available and I'd like to see what the plan is, and I'm free.
Well,
I'm available.
What day was that again, Derek?
7th, Monday.
I can't then.
Okay. Gary?
You're looking at about 4 o'clock, 4 to 6, something like
that. In that window, yeah.
Okay.
You're muted, Gary. I can't hear you.
Too early in the day for me.
Got it. All right, I got that means 4. 4 is a quorum. Well, coordinate with Peggy, make sure it's a notice as a joint work session. Lee, I'm going to try to grab a time where you can chat with Beth individually at some point, okay?
That'd be fine, yeah.
All right.
Okay, then we got unfinished business, an update on the Yukona Bay estuary management process, planning process.
Yeah, I just forwarded that on just so you know that they finally got that process going. They had their first meeting with the actual policy advisory committee, and that's Ryan Parker, or Councilor Parker, is the city's rep on that. So that's beginning to move forward. That will lead to some regulatory changes on, you know, land and uses in the bay, basically. So we'll need to engage in that at some point in a meaningful way. And probably have to do some work on our comprehensive plan inventory for the bay. So just stay tuned. We're just trying to keep you informed.
Okay. And then we have director comments. Ordinance change to the recreational marijuana spacing requirements.
Yeah, the council decided they wanted to make a change to the spacing standards. The Planning Commission was originally involved in the development of that back when the state law changed to allow a sale of recreational marijuana. And the structure that we set up was, hey, look, we want these retailers to be spaced at least a thousand feet apart from each other, and then also 1,000 feet from childcare facilities. And then the state also required that they're 1,000 feet from schools. Well, the state has since changed those rules relative to schools. They carved out exceptions that would allow for retailers to be closer to schools if there's a geographic barrier that it would prevent kids from going from the school to the retailer. And then they also did a carve out, don't ask me why, that retailers established prior to August 1st of 2017 could be as close as 500 feet from schools. City Council said, hey, look, we want to match up our spacing standard between retailers and childcare facilities with the state's rules for spacing retailers from schools. So we did that. And that's what's in the ordinance. So
hot shop opens up every corner.
What?
Hot shop on every corner.
And we have six right now, retailers.
Six dope shops and one alcohol store.
Yeah. The driver on this one is the one of them down on the bayfront, over on the west side of the bayfront. They're in that building that's falling into the bay right now, so they can't operate there any longer. That was where Sea Dogs was, down on the bayfront. So yeah, they had their retail shop. It's part of that ownership. That ownership's going to be coming in and demoing that structure since it's no longer sound, and they couldn't find a place to relocate to. So they asked the council if they would amend the code, create some additional locations where they might be able to reestablish.
You said that was a great face, Derek.
Hey, I got just want to give you also a heads up. We received the appeal today from Dan McCray, so we'll be on the animal shelter. So we'll be talking to the city council about the process moving forward. It will be an on the record review. I had anticipated that because Mr. McCray indicated he was going to appeal. So we went ahead and had the transcript prepared from your planning commission meeting. So I do actually have that. So we'll be able to move this forward relatively quickly.
Okay. Anything else?
Nothing else for me.
All right. If there's nothing else, then we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Good night, all.